I'll be thinking of you, pal, at sunset time. Thinking of the happy days gone by. There beneath those dear old western skies. And I'll tell you just the reason why. There's a love knot in my lariat. And it's waiting for a blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my old lasso seems to say, it twines around an ornery stray. There's a love knot in my lariat. And it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my yodelee-hoo. There's a love knot in my lariat.
Wilf Carter with his theme song, There's a Love Knot in My Lariat. Friends, I'm Peter Trenum. Welcome to a two-hour presentation called Wilf Carter, Canada's Very First Superstar. Over the next 2 hours, you'll be hearing 32 of Wilf's most popular songs. I'll tell his story. You'll hear his first recordings from 1933 to his very last in 1988. He was born Wilf Arthur Charles Carter on December the 18th, 1904, in Port Hilford, Guysborough County, Nova Scotia. He was the sixth child in a family of six boys and three girls. His father was a strict Baptist minister, and every 4 years, the Carters moved to a new home. Wilf's heyday was before the Billboard's country music charts came into existence, and he sold millions upon millions of 78s for the RCA Victor Company. At age 12, he started working different jobs to help with the family's income. He picked strawberries, and he hauled apples in Canning, Nova Scotia. Also at that age, he worked with a team of oxen for 25 cents a day, and he would graduate to the farmer's heavy handle plow. One evening, a traveling group came to town advertising a man who was billed as the yodeling fool. Wilf had no idea what this meant, but he decided he must go. The yodeling fool sang, "Sleep, my little one, sleep." Wilf absorbed everything the man had to offer, and that night, Wilf decided then and there he must learn to yodel. He about drove his family crazy as he tried to yodel upstairs, downstairs, in the parlor, in the lane, and in the orchard. It would be a few years, and he would get it, and get it he did. Sometime around 1917, 9 years before the world heard about America's blue yodeler, Jimmy Rogers. Wilf would perfect his yodel and develop a style he could call his very own. Time to play a couple cuts now by Wilf, and these are his very first two recordings from December the 20th, 1933. First is one titled Swiss Moonlight Lullaby, and this was the very first time Wilf's echo yodel was recorded. And then it's another one he wrote, The True Story About a Mad Trapper, here in Canada's North, The Capture of Albert Johnson. And both songs were hits.
Strolling along in the moonlight by a mountain stream. Up on a mountain lies my golden dream. There lives my sweetheart, waiting day by day, watching from the doorway of her moonlight Swiss chalet. Roll along, oh silvery moon, roll on your way, while I sing my yodeling of my moonlight Swiss chalet. I hear the echo yodeling of my Swiss moonlight lullaby. It echoes through the canyon and along the mountainside, and set my heart aflutter with my Swiss moonlight lullaby.
Far north country lived a trapper thought insane. Some of his redskin neighbors to the police sent a complaint. Two redcoats of the Mounties who are known for their fame went north to find the trouble. On this trapper was put the blame. They journeyed out to his cabin. No harm was meant, you know, but the trapper with his six-gun, he laid a Mountie low. 'Twas then that the trouble started, and as the story goes forth, it was the greatest manhunt in the history of the North. For weeks and weeks they trailed him through the snow and the bitter cold, and the hardships that he endured we folks will never know. Once when they had him surrounded while trailing him through the snow, he laid another deadly shot, laid another Mountie low. Still on and on they trailed him, this trapper he knew his game. He'd backtrack on his trailers, this man they thought insane. Now the chances of his escape for the trapper they were too slim. They hunted him by day, they hunted him by night, this man hunt they must win. Then just in the evening twilight, he was climbing up a hill. This trapper sighted his trailer, aimed another shot to kill. Down deep in the snow for shelter, the bullets were flying low. He aimed another deadly shot, laid another Mountie low. The rest of them heard the shooting, they quickly joined the lead, and under a hail of bullets, his riddled body dropped dead. Now the greatest of the manhunts are ended in the history of that northern land, but we'll give credit to the Mountie, they always get their man.
School was not Wilf's thing. He was a prankster and always into some type of devilment. He received a good many whippings from his father and some from his mother as well. Their home was strict. He found a farm job that paid $1 a day, and he missed many of his father's prayer meetings. And something was said, and his father was about to give him a whipping. At 16, Wilf told his father, Henry, that he was too big to whip. He was ordered out of the home, never to return, and that night he slept in a ditch. In 1920-21, he worked the lumber camps of New Brunswick, and in 1922, he heard about the harvest excursions going to Western Canada. Along with other loggers from Cape Breton, they caught the train out of Amherst, Nova Scotia, to Calgary and then on to Drumheller, Alberta. Coming from a religious family, Wilf started singing at a young age, but he never played an instrument until age 21 or 22. And some of you might find this interesting. He played the auto harp first, picked that up sometime around 1926, and then about 1930, he started playing his $8 guitar. Up until 1926, he was singing with no accompaniment. He started working the grain fields in Alberta, driving the teams of horses that pulled the harvesters. When winter came, he hauled grain into town, and if you can imagine, 20 or 30 outfits strung along the prairie trails just as the sun was coming up, minus 20 to minus 40 temperatures, that's cold. Eventually, he became a professional at breaking horses, and Alberta would be his true calling, the place that Wilf would call home. The hard-working kid from Nova Scotia was about to become a real cowboy. In 1924-25, he started going to dances, and he would often sing, but remember, he hadn't started playing an instrument yet. The cowboys came from all directions on horseback to cut loose. He auditioned for radio in Calgary, singing and yodeling unaccompanied, and he was turned down. Time for a couple more songs from Wilf, and these are from 1934. This time it's one titled, The Smoke Went Up the Chimney, written by Wilf, and then it's I Miss My Swiss, written by Tin Pan Alley writers Gilbert and Bayer. And if you try singing I Miss My Swiss, you're in trouble.
Sitting round a bunk shack on a cold November morn, most of us are wishing that we never had been born. The cold north wind are howling, letting in the sleet and rain, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same. Addle 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 dum. Some were playing poker, looting all their summer steak. Some were stealing cookies that the cook had chance to make. The flunky chopping firewood scissors were driving him insane, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same. Diddly 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 dum. For breakfast we get flapjacks, for dinner pork and beans, for supper a big chunk of pork that didn't have no lean. They ain't no use complaining, cause there ain't a thing to gain, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same. Diddly 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 day. One day we boys decided for to have some different chuck. We give old Jim the job, cause he always had good luck. And soon the pot was a-bilin' and the fragrance sure was tame, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same. Diddly 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 dum. Beef and spuds and carrots, they made a dandy stew, along with chunks of turnips that they never would cook through. Asparagus and onions, they are noted for their fame, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same, sure did. Oh, after we had eaten all the chuck that we could hold, decided we had better rest, so crawl into our roll. But soon we gets a feeling, boys, it turned into a pain, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same. Idle it, idle it, idle it, old Jim lit into laughing at the way we all performed. Said he'd never had such fun since the day that he was born. He said he'd made a big mistake and only one to blame, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same. Idle it, idle it, idle it, he was putting in some seasoning like most of cookies do. A sack fell off the pantry shelf and rolled into the stew, with a little sack of hidey-ho that caused us all the pain, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same. Idle it, idle it, idle it, oh. And now you've heard the story of the cowboys and their stew. Next morning all was ornery and a feeling mighty blue. Old Jim was a frying bacon and a singing this refrain, but the smoke went up the chimney just the same. Idle it, idle it, idle it, idle it, idle it, oh.
He was a mountain climber, oh how that boy could climb. In a cold July, climb so high, believe me, I don't lie. I'll tell you the reason why. She was a shepherd's daughter, and lived on the highest peak. And he chased her, and she chased him, and they played hide and seek. One day he lost his sweetheart, looked for her in vain. Now this mountain climber keeps singing this refrain. Oh, I miss Mr. Swiss, 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 misses me. I miss the bliss, the Swiss, the bliss, the Swiss couldn't give to me.
I hear her yodeling sweet melodies, like the birds and the bees in the spikes and trees. Her dear pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa makes watches that are swiss. That's why he watches me like this. I loosed her in the mountain she must live. I miss my Swiss with a Swiss, 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 pull a lonely. Ola lee lo dee ola lo la lee, ola dee lo dee ola lo la lee, ola lo dee lee, ola lo dee lee, ola dee lo dee ola lo la lee, ola dee lo dee ola lo la lee, ola lo dee lee dee hee. Ola dee lo dee ola lo dee, ola lo dee lee, ola lo dee lee, ola dee lo dee ola lo la lee, ola dee lo dee ola lo la lee. He was a bear on snowshoes, and how that boy could ski. He'd ski away, he'd ski all day, he'd ski without a guide. When she skied by his side, no wonder he's broken-hearted, lonely as he can be. He's got no one to call his own, and he can't ski alone. Gave up mountain climbing, couldn't stand the strain. Now this mountain climber keeps singing this refrain. I miss Mr. Swiss, 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 me. I miss the bliss that the Swiss, the bliss that the Swiss could give to me. She was a working girl down on her knee, in her yard working hard, punching holes in cheese. I looked for her, I nearly broke my scalp. I tripped and flipped and tipped from elf to elf. Well, it must be other climbers, I can tell where she must be. I miss Mr. Swiss, 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 polo-lo-lee. Ola-lee-da-lo-dee, ola-lo-lo-lee. Ola-lee-da-lo-dee, ola-lo-lo-lee. Ola-lo-dee-lee, ola-lo-dee-lee. Ola-lee-da-lo-dee, ola-lo-lee. Ola-lee-da-lo-dee, ola-lo-lee.
The Smoke Went Up the Chimney was originally recorded in 1934, and the version you just heard was from 1959. And during the summer of 1929, Wilf decided he was ready to participate as a cowboy in the Calgary Stampede. He was an outrider in the chuck wagon race, and he entered the wild cow milking contest, the bronc busting events, and he sang on the back of chuck wagons, on street corners, and anywhere the folks would throw 5 or 10 cents into his Stetson. He said if someone was so kind as to put a dollar in his hat, he would go to the store and buy a pot of hot water, add ketchup, and he had tomato soup. Eventually, a theater manager hired him to sing each night for $5 a week. And when the stampede was over, it was life back to normal for the hard-working cowboys. In 1930, he auditioned for radio station CFCN, the Voice of the Prairies. He was hired to sing on Friday nights, and this time he got $5 for the night. And you would think at this point in the Wilf Carter story that he had it made, but not so. This was the hungry 30s, and like everyone else, he was broke. John Dillinger was certainly in the headlines at that time, and Wilf wrote these two, The Life and Times of John Dillinger and Hillbilly Valley, both from 1934.
There's a home in Indiana where once was shared great joy, when parents loved and worshiped their curly-headed boy. Was very soon decided he'd take his father's name and follow in his footsteps. They wished on him great fame. He soon grew into manhood and started out to roam. And much against his parents, he left his friends and home. He journeyed through the city, to him fate did resign. It soon led to his downfall, he committed his first crime.
the law was soon upon him. He landed up in jail. His friends could not get pardon, nor could they go his bail. One night he broke for freedom by using a wooden gun. His guard was easily buffaloed, his clever trick had won. And then began the manhunt, the greatest ever known. With plots and plans to trap him, with brains and skill were shown. His draw was fast as lightning, reward stood on his head. Go bring in this great criminal, whether he be alive or dead. It happened in Chicago, that's noted for its fame. The home of noted gangsters, where many a man is slain. He was taking in a picture when a woman tipped the law. Three bullets pierced his body, yet not a chance to draw. The great manhunt is ended, the innocent must pay. When they have to stop the bullets that chance to go astray. So young men, take my warning, this crime it does not pay. And think of Johnny Dillinger when he met his fatal day. There's a trail winding down from the mountain to the grass-covered valleys below. There's a path up that little green valley, up that pathway I'm longing to go. It was in that old valley we wandered, there we pledged that we never would part. You're the lily of Hillbilly Valley, and the pride of a hillbilly's heart. Oh, delay, yeah, oh, delay. You promised me, darling, that someday you would be my sweet wife. In a moss-covered shack in the mountain, we would live a real hillbilly's life. Oh, delay, yeah, oh, delay. I'd return to the valley, hoping, praying someday you'd return. You're the lily of Hillbilly Valley, for you, darling, I always will yearn. I will rest in the Hillbilly Valley, where we parted and bid fair adieu. But remember, in Hillbilly Valley, there's a hillbilly waiting for you. Oh, delay, yeah, oh, delay. 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 Oh, delay, oh, delay. It was in that old valley we wandered, there we pledged that we never would part. You're the lily of Hillbilly Valley, and the pride of a hillbilly's heart. Oh, delay, yeah, oh, delay, dee, oh, dee, oh, delay, yeah, oh, delay. Oh, delay, dee, yeah, dee, oh, delay, dee, oh, you're the lily of the Hillbilly Valley.
A couple of Eastern Canada favorites there by Wolf Carter, The Life and Times of John Dillinger and Hillbilly Valley. Once again, Wolf decided to ride the rods with his friends. Everyone was broke and they headed for Vancouver. And riding the rods was, after all, that of being a bum. And the other bums included people who were preachers, lawyers, skilled and unskilled laborers. All were out of work and all riding the rods in search of something to do. Wolf called his friends Knights of the Road, and with guitar in hand, he entertained in the jungle towns all through his travels. And songs that came from those experiences are The Yodeling Hobo, Rambling My Life Away, and Hobo's Songs to the Mounties. 3 years passed, and he couldn't find work. In the winters, they would hole up in Vancouver, and when spring arrived, they would be off in the country, riding the rails and rods, looking for work. A couple more songs by our singing cowboy, Canada's very first superstar. I'm Gonna Ride to Heaven on a Streamlined Train is followed by My Little Gray-Haired Mother in the West, another song that Wolf wrote, and I'm quite sure that most of his songs came from true life experiences. And I do know that My Little Gray-Haired Mother in the West was a lady that he often corresponded with.
Oh, lady, 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 well, everything's a-changing, the days go rolling by. Believe I'm getting old, and I know I soon must die. Always riding boxcars, forever on the road. Where I hang my hat to me is home, sweet home. Well, I've been kind of watching all the new designs. Trains look like a bullet, she suits me mighty fine. I'm going to crawl the border when she heads out for fame. I'm going to ride to heaven on a streamlined train. I met a guy named Jolson who's going to ride a mule. And all the folks that know him, he's a regular singing fool. Well, I ain't taking chances, I've everything to gain. I'm going to ride to heaven on a streamlined train. There'll be no cops to bother, there'll be no fires to stoke. And if you don't like my shooting, you don't have to smell my smoke. Cause I'm a sitting pretty boys, I'm on my trail of fame. I'm gonna ride to heaven on a streamlined train. Oh, I'm gonna ride to heaven on a streamlined train. Gonna crawl a border whether sunshine or rain. 4 and 3 is 7, 6 and 5's 11. I'm gonna ride to heaven on a streamlined train. I'll bet when old St. Peter gazes up the trail, he'll pull his old white whiskers and start a-growing pale. He'll brush the cobwebs from his eyes and wonder if he's sane when he sees me a-coming on a streamlined train. Oh, lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee. Oh, lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee-lee- boy, the weather here is grand. I ask him how is the bummer, says he, you can't complain. I'm glad I rode to heaven on a streamlined train. We started on through heaven, oh what a gorgeous place. There was not a soul a-working, no need to wash me face. Was then I spied the devil, a-standing by the gate, a-waiting for some victim who'd surely meet his fate. He kinda looks me over, a scowl come o'er his face. Says he, I ain't got room for the sinner in my place. They'll make me lose my business, they'll bind me up in chains. When people ride to heaven on a streamlined train, I hear the feller yodeling way down there below. Says he, that's where the crooners and all the yodelers go. I said I felt contented and didn't care for fame, although I rode to heaven on a streamlined train. Holy.
There's an old-fashioned cottage way out in the west that brings back old memories that seem can never rest. And before me is a picture of the one I love the best. She's my little gray-haired mother way out west. So often in my childhood down the long trail I would roam,
just to watch the cowboy singing and watch the cowboy roam. One cowboy sang about his mother, she's the one I love the best. She's my little gray-haired mother way out west. One day I said to mother, dear, I'm gonna leave my home. I'm gonna be a cowboy, with them I'd love to roam. Just to learn to sing the cowboy songs, the one I love the best. It's my little gray-haired mother way out west. As we both stood in the doorway, next morning just at dawn, don't forget to write your mother, I'll be lonely when you're gone. Then she clasped her arms around me, those few words I'll never forget. You've a little gray-haired mother way out west. I have. For years I rode the ranges, just a happy cowboy life. We used to sing the song as I sat around at night. Then there came from the darkness a song I loved the best. 'Twas my little gray-haired mother way out west. Next day I gets a letter from my darling mother dear. Won't you please come home and see me? My time is drawing near. Oh, come home, my cowboy. You're the one I love the best. From your little gray-haired mother way out west.
My little gray-haired mother in the west, and I'm gonna ride to heaven on a streamlined train. Both were recorded in 1935, and My Little Gray-Haired Mother in the West was the re-recorded 1959 version. Wilf landed a singing job with the Canadian Radio Commission, and later it would be the CBC. They broadcast from the Pallister Hotel in Calgary, and he was signed as a songwriter by Gordon V. Thompson of Toronto. His first published songs were Dear Old Daddy of Mine and Twilight on the Prairie. He would go on to write more than 500 songs. He developed a blazing guitar rhythm that puzzled most musicians. In 1930-31, he got his big break. Pat Brewster liked his singing, and he was asked to join the Canadian Pacific Trail Riders. Powder River Jack Lee had been part of the trail ride, and I have one of his guitars. They would hit the trail from Banff with a party of 6 or 10 and would be gone for a week, and most were wealthy dudes from the east. Wilf would sing his cowboy songs until everyone retired for the night, and if you've been to the Rockies, then you know about the awe-inspiring mountains. At the end of the second year with the Trail Riders, Wilf was offered a free railroad pass for a chance to go east to Montreal to record. Being low on funds, he said no, and he went back to branding cattle at the ranch he was working at. He was 50 miles from nowhere, working in the bush, and a message came that he was to contact someone in Calgary. He was excited, riding his horse at a good clip, wondering what was up. The Canadian Pacific Railway wanted him to entertain for a cruise on the SS Empress of Britain from New York to the West Indies. And Wilf remembered the offer to record in Montreal. He had to pass through there on his way to New York, so why not? And right now, Wilf's going to sing The Rescue from Moose River Gold Mine from 1936 and his theme song, There's a Love Knot in My Lariat from 1937. Both songs written by Wilf Carter.
Way down in old Nova Scotia, Moose River it seems is the name. Three Canadians on Easter Sunday to the tumble-down gold mine they came. They descended the mine for inspection, never dreaming fate trailed them close by. With a crash that gave them no warning, entombed in that mine there to die. Brave men from all over the country volunteered to give up their lives. They slaved with unceasing efforts. It seemed that death they defied. Long days and nights they had labored, turned back when great cave-ins fell. While far below patiently waiting, three men were in one living hell. Many times turned back when near rescue, fate seemed always blocking their way. With a prayer on their lips they worked onward. We must win, pray we may. On Sunday they got their first message from the men prisoned far, far below. Can you help us? They heard the men calling. Our sufferings God above only knows. Next message filled all hearts with sorrow as they heard them say one pal is gone. We are trying our best for the whole boys. Do your best, don't make it too long. At last the great strain it was broken. A miner out of breath brought the news. We have won the great fight he was calling. At last we have dug our way through. That great fight against the dark angel, it was won fighting hard all the way. Still a tragedy came with the rescue from the tomb of those terrible days. Now friends, this story is ending with hardships of many a day. But this rescue will go down in history, but the gold mine down Moose River way.
Ho-da-lay, o-lee-o-lay, le-lee-o-lay, doodle-dee-dee. I'll be thinking of you, pal, at sunset time, thinking of the happy days gone by. There beneath that dear old western sky, now I'll tell you just a reason why. Oh, there's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my old lasso seems to say, it twines around an ornery stray. Oh, there's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my yodelay-hoo. There's a love knot in my lariat. Odelay, holy, olay. I'll be thinking of you, pal, at roundup time, when I'm riding across the great divide. Every time I swing my lariat, takes me back to someone I just can't forget. Oh, there's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my old lasso seems to say, it twines around an ornery stray. Oh, there's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my yodelay-hoo. There's a love knot in my lariat. Honey, ole, 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 ele, ole, doodle, dee, dee. Honey, ole, 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 ele, ole. Oh, there's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my ole, hoo. There's a love knot in my lariat. Adi-o-lay, o-lee-o-lay, o-lee-o-lay, dee-dee-dee-dee. Adi-o-lay, o-lee-o-lay, o-lee-o-lay.
In Montreal, Wolf met recording manager Mr. Hugh Joseph at an old church that was being renovated into a recording studio. Mr. Joseph set him on a box in front of a microphone and told him to look up. He had no idea he was looking at the control room, and with a fast-beating heart, Wolf gave it his all. He sang Swiss Moonlight Lullaby, which contained the first echo yodel ever recorded. His years of singing in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and the canyons of Alberta paid off, and Mr. Joseph asked him to sing another song, and he gave them another of his self-penned songs, The Capture of Albert Johnson, and you've heard both of those at the beginning of the program. Wolf thanked them and went on his way, and he had no idea at the time that they made a master recording of the two songs. Arriving in New York City, he walked up the gangplank of the SS Empress of Britain, sticking out like a sore thumb in his old cowboy outfit. And for the first time in his life, he began to put some weight on his skin and bones frame. He loved singing to the guests who were all decked out in their fancy dining suits and fancy dresses, and I expect most never saw a real cowboy before. And friends, we're up to 1938 with Floyd Tillman's song, It Makes No Difference Now, followed by the 1940 recording of I Still Think of You, Sweet Nellie Dean, written by Hal Swain and Peter Acaster.
Makes no difference now what kind of life they hand me. I'll get along without you now, that's plain to see. I don't care what happens next, but I'll get by somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. It was just a year ago when I first met you. I learned to love you, and I thought you'd love me too. But that's all left in the past, and I'll forget somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. Now that we have really parted, I can't believe we're through. I don't blame myself, and I'm sure I don't blame you. There was something had to happen, and it happened somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. After all is said and done, I'll soon forget you. Though I know it will be oh so hard to do. Let things happen as they will, and I'll get by somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. Makes no difference now what kind of life they hand me. I'll get along without you now, that's plain to see. I don't care what happens next, but I'll get by somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. It was just a year ago when I first met you. I learned to love you, and I thought you'd love me too. But that's all left in the past, and I'll forget somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. The story of love never alters. The memories of you still remain. Down by the mill where we wandered, the stream seemed to whisper your name. Same old mill, same old stream, where we used to sit and dream. That's why I still think of you, sweet Nellie Dean. In my dream we wander still down the lane beside the mill, as we did in days gone
by, sweet Nellie D. How could I ever doubt you? Why did I let you go? I know my love for you is just the same. Same old dream, same old mill, same old sweetheart waiting still. That's why I still think of you, sweet Nellie D. Sweethearts from days of our childhood, laughter from song fills the air. Flowers we picked in the wild wood, without any worry or care. Same old mill, same old stream, where we used to sit and dream. That's why I still think of you, sweet Nellie D. In my dreams we wander still down the lane beside the mill, as we did in days gone by, sweet Nellie D. How could I ever doubt you? Why did I let you go? I know my love for you is just the same. Same old stream, same old mill, same old sweetheart waiting still. That's why I still think of you, sweet lady.
He was given his wage of $50, and before leaving New York City, he auditioned for NBC, CBS, and WOR Radio to be turned down once again. Word came that he was wanted for another trail ride, and he was to see RCA Victor in Montreal as soon as possible. He made tracks for Montreal, contacting Mr. Joseph, who asked if he could stand a shock. Joseph asked him if he would like to hear his own voice. And Joseph also asked if he could release the record and offered Wilf a good contract. And friends, here's Wilf with My Old Canadian Home, written by John Klenner and Bob Miller. And that's followed by a song that Jimmy Davis purchased for $50, one that was a big hit for Wilf, You Are My Sunshine, both from 1940s.
The snow snowed whiter, the moon glows brighter in my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies, there we'll build a nest all our own, where the cares are fewer, cause hearts are truer in my old Canadian home. In all the world there's no place that really can compare. Nature's grandest show place, it's really grand out there. Skies are really sunny, people wear a smile. Home sweet home is heaven, living sure worthwhile. Where the grass grows greener, the wind blows freer in my old Canadian home. And the snow snowed whiter, the moon glowed brighter in my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies, there we'll build a nest all our own, where the cares are fewer, hearts are truer in my old Canadian home. Oh, lady, oh, dee, lady, eh, oh, lady. Where the grass grows greener, the wind blows freer in my old Canadian home. And the snow snows whiter, the moon blows brighter in my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies, there we'll build a nest all our own, where the cares are fewer, cause hearts are truer in my old Canadian home. In all the world there's no place that I would sooner be than hiking through the Rockies, the sights as grand as sea. Flowers on the prairie, white-faced cattle roam, little old log cabin in my old Canadian home, where the grass grows greener, the wind blows freer in my old Canadian home. And the snow snows whiter, the moon glows brighter in my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies,
other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Love you and make you happy if you will always say the same. But if you leave me and love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you really love me, and no one could come between. But now you've left me, you love another. You have shattered all of my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. All my dreams, dear, you seem to leave me. When I awake, my poor heart pains. So won't you come back and make me happy? I'll forgive, dear, I'll take all the blame. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
He went back to Alberta to the trail rides and the ranch where he was working, and after a long, hard winter in the spring of 1934, he made his way to Calgary. After getting settled in, he heard his record playing, and working as a cowboy, he lost touch with all the news. His record was being played from coast to coast. When summer came, he took the time for another stampede, and he also went on another trail ride. In the Yoho Valley, he met a school teacher who asked him if he would write a song about her. Hours later, he stood at her cabin window and sang "My Little Yoho Lady," not knowing that within a few days, he would never see her again. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed part one of Wolf Carter, Canada's very first superstar. Part two is coming up right after our station break, and I'll continue with the Wolf Carter story, and you'll be hearing many more great songs.
I'm longing tonight once again to roam in a beautiful valley I could always call home. There's a girl I adore and I'm longing to see in a beautiful Yoho Valley. My little Yoho lady, oh, and I'll sing you a song while the moon's rolling low. My little Yoho lady, oh, in a beautiful Yoho Valley. Oh, silvery moon, I'm so night to stroll once again in that beautiful light. Dream of a girl oh so happy and free in a beautiful Yoho Valley. My little Yoho lady, oh, I'll sing you a song while the moon's rolling low. My little Yoho lady, oh, in a beautiful Yoho Valley. It seems when we met all my dreams had come true. I gazed in those beautiful eyes oh so blue. Your smile keeps lingering like the golden memory of a beautiful Yoho Valley. My little Yoho lady, oh, and I'll sing you a song while the moon's rolling low. My little Yoho lady, oh, in a beautiful Yoho Valley. My little Yoho lady, oh, and I'll sing you a song while the moon's rolling low. My little Yoho lady, oh, in a beautiful Yoho Valley. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, and I'll sing you a song while the moon's rolling low. My little Yoho lady, oh, in a beautiful Yoho Valley.
I'll be thinking of you, pal, at roundup time, when I'm riding across the great divide. Every time I swing my lariat, takes me back to someone I just can't forget. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for a blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my old lasso seems to say, it twines around an ornery string. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my yodeling. There's a love knot in my lariat.